It is 6:30 and it is Tuesday, August the 14th, 2018, and I call this meeting of the Petersburg City Council to order. First of all, Kim will lead us in a word of prayer.
Father, we just thank you for this time to come as community members of this town, and we thank you, Father, for the fact that you set up government yourself, and we just pray that you would help each one of us to do our part, to do what we should do for our city, and do it in your honor, and we give you all the praise and glory. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Taking John in the pledge, please. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is our announcements, and those are our scheduled meetings for the next month or so. Meeting on August the 28th and September the 4th, and those are going to be special meetings regarding our budget. Regular scheduled meeting on September 11th. Just as a note, we must have at least four members present on the 11th. Okay.
What day is the 11th?
That's a meeting.
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's a normal meeting.
It's normal meeting time.
Do we have any other announcements regarding?
Is the fourth on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth is on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Well.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay.
Yes.
They're all Tuesdays.
Labor Day is on Monday the 3rd.
Okay.
Okay, then moving on to the second item on the agenda, and that's our public comments. Everyone has, anybody wanting to make a comment has 3 minutes to do so. And we just, I open the floor up for any public comment. If there are no public comments, I will close agenda 2. Moving on to item agenda 3, and those are reports. Leading off with our Police Department report brought us by Chief Brandon Bowman.
Thank you, Mayor. We had 56 calls for service in all. We had 9 warnings and 7 citations.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I noticed, and again, I'm not questioning, I'm just simply asking. I noticed that on the citations, there were 3 citations, I believe, for the parking unlawfully, which I believe is parking the opposite direction of the traffic, basically. Am I correct? And then versus the warnings, which some of those warnings, I just, in my opinion, or just in my view, kind of call for more of a, I guess, not a warning, but actually a citation, if you will. Like the child, the failure to secure a child in a safety seat. That was a warning versus a person parking the opposite direction. Can you explain that a little bit? Is it just protocol? It's just according to the officer. And then I think there was like disregarding a stop sign.
Yes.
That's a biggie to me. I mean, that's a, and instead again, a failure to park in the right direction. So that, and I did hear from one of the individuals that got the citation for parking unlawfully, and he was actually doing a good deed by giving one of the new people in the RV park at Watermelon, and he parked really quick to go drop off the watermelon, welcoming them to the city, and he got a ticket. And he didn't fuss about it. He just came and paid it. But he mentioned it, and I just thought,
yes,
that's just kind of a, I don't know, just, I guess just a comment, I guess, just an observation on my end, on my part of it.
Yes,
and then people kind of bringing that up.
It's our parking ordinance.
Right, but
as well as state law.
But also it's state law to put your child in a safety seat.
How do you justify that? I mean, it depends on when an officer stops the person, what the child is.
Right, and stop sign.
Yeah.
Why are there two?
Yeah, so, and I didn't notice that it was two different officers. I think Garcia was the one with the warning on one of them, and then Flores was the one with the opposite, or I don't, I'm not looking exactly, but it was two different officers. It wasn't the same officer doing all of it. So that just kind of concerned me. I mean, it just seems like those warnings were more of a citation kind of for me. Again, I'm not a cop. I don't know the law. I don't know the ins and outs, but just wondered.
That sort of depends on, depends on circumstances. I mean, it depends on how, like on the child, it depends on their size. I mean, of the child.
But going back to what you just said, it's state law. So state law is state law. It doesn't have a age limit. It doesn't have a circumstance necessarily. Parking is a city ordinance, I believe. Or it might be a state. I don't know.
Against the flow is both state and city.
Okay.
I can answer.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So either one. Again, I'm just kind of voicing what my two cents said. My other question, and it's been, I don't know if everybody has seen it or not, but it's been on Facebook this whole week about the burglary. I don't know if you listed it under burglary or just...
That'll be on next month.
On the what? On the next month? Oh, okay. So there was an incident. Can I talk about it if it's, or do I have to wait till next month?
Is it under investigation?
Do we have any other questions for Chief Thurman?
Yes, I do. There was one on here. So the two burglaries that you have on here for this month, are there any leads to that? And are those
in the process of sending the deer out there?
So we're leading to the same as those past. And I had somebody just a few minutes ago, and I'll talk to you more about it, but the same person that is kind of thought of for the last just stole some keys out of a vehicle and returned them. So I'll give you that information.
On the suicide, was it just recently? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Was it that had one suicide?
That's an adult?
One more thing. and I've spoken with Chief Thurman about this, and I don't know if this is going to be something to table for a meeting to discuss as council. My understanding is Garcia is still not a resident, correct? And his hours are from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m.
We don't normally give place, location, time of an officer's out, but they make a correct assumption that he works 40 on-duty hours, okay, and they vary depending if he wants to change up the shift, and then they have on-call hours in addition to the 40 on-duty hours in a week. If that helps.
So is that something that has to be discussed?
I think it warrants a discussion in
executive
session.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Any other questions for Chief Thurman? Thank you, Chief Thurman, for that report. Moving on to the fire department, brought us to us by Chief T.J. Marcus.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
A little more prepared today. I got coffee. And I left the printer, a couple on the printer, sorry. I'm going to cheat off you.
Sure.
For the month of July, we had one gas leak, two fire calls, two EMS assists. New members voted in last 2 weeks ago, Nelson Pearson and Jolene Marcus. We also had elections. I remained as chief. Assistant Chief Nathan Moreau remained in his spot. Roberto Campos, Chinito, he's moved up to Captain 1. Shane Wilson's moved up to Secondary Captain, and John Ciccone has been moved from Captain 1 to Training Captain. Really, one secondary really doesn't mean one's any better than the other. All that means it helps us kind of fluctuate. In the past, it was when Nathan was a captain, he was kind of like, he was our maintenance captain. Since he's a mechanic, so we gave him a maintenance captain. So, and then John was in charge of gear and equipment, so he was kind of like gear equipment captain. So really, the titles after the captain really don't mean much, if y'all were just wondering, but those are our three. And here lately, I don't know if y'all have noticed, if y'all have been out after hours, but we're starting to do a lot of training. Last Wednesday, they'll be doing training again tomorrow, so they may be out and about. You'll see the truck. So we've done some classroom setting training and some actual on-scene training. Got some quarter at the bottom. You see, there's your. I got you an exact total for that cost of that big truck. I met with DACO this past week, and they have submitted it to Rosenbauer. So now we're just waiting on Rosenbauer to tell us when it hits the production line. They couldn't tell me how many trucks were behind in production, but that's where we're at right now.
And what was the total amount given in donation?
Donations.
It was around a little above 28,000.
So we only had to come up with 10,000 on the, 10%, right?
Correct.
So we have an excess dollars or something somewhere, or
Whatever's left for what we've raised, that's what we're going to use toward the other equipment, the fans, the saws, the hoses, the nozzles, all that. That's this price is just a truck. It's a bear truck, tank, pump, chassis, lights. I've got a.
So you'll use it all.
Yeah, we'll use it all. And what we're looking at, DACO's still working on an itemized invoice for me on all the other equipment as far as, like I said, hose, nozzles, the other items, we're calling it the wish list right now. And once they give me a total, if we exceed what we've raised, we'll just start cutting back the fat on that. Priority will stay, and then smaller stuff that we can do away with. You know, we're looking for 3 Halligan tools, 3 axes. If we're over a couple of $100, we'll cut a Halligan, we'll cut an axe. But the big stuff we're going to keep as priority.
So the grant was for $200,000?
Yes.
And then you raised $228,000 total?
$28,000
plus. Yeah. For a total of $228,000.
Yes, sir. And with that, that's enough. That's, you know, 100% funded by everyone that donated and the Forest Service. So, I've got a more detailed, if y'all are, anybody's interested in it, along with specs. I got a 5-page spec sheet if anybody's interested. I got about a 20-page detail, deeper details if anybody's interested in it. At the top of that form is my email. I'll be glad to email it to you if you'd like. Or, you know, if you want, I can sit down with you.
If you email in the drawing and the spec sheets or have Kayla copy those.
Yep, I can email them to you. And that'll, you know. So we're pretty excited. We've got one more member looking to join, so hopefully tomorrow we'll get that accomplished. So that'll get it beefed up. Little by little.
Good.
So you got 2 new ones?
Yes, sir.
Jolene and
yes, sir. Yes.
Where was the gas leak?
Did
you have to
Oh.
Cadmus or something?
Yeah, it was.
You got assisted Atmos?
Yeah. Pretty much what we do, we go out there. I'm going to get with Atmos because it's getting a little more trickier now. In the past, Atmos, they've given us a bag of plugs. Here you go. We've been trained on plugging the lines live. And speaking with one of the techs, he's here recently, they're not allowing, the techs aren't allowed to plug the lines anymore. What they do is they identify the leak, the hazards, and then they call in another crew, an on-call crew, if it's after hours, if it's during the day, whoever, there's a crew on duty. They'll come out, pretty much what they do is they're bringing the hydraulic press clamp, pretty much is what it is. They'll bring it in, they'll clamp the line, and it'll be out of service until they can get another crew in to dig it up and replace the line. Now, if it's on the service line, Atmos is responsible for it. If it's on the property line, the property owner will be responsible for it. Yeah, so it's been more of a safety deal for Atmos. So now we're starting to lean that same direction. If Atmos doesn't want to touch it, I don't feel comfortable. For some reason, there a lot of the deal. A lot of the problems is static. The area is so dry. And, yeah, so you know, and you know, in the past they would, you know, they'd give us a quick class, and there's probably four or five of us that know how to actually do this properly. Donning full gear, SCBA gear, helmet on, gloves, discharging against metal, and then going and plugging that gas line.
So on the customer side, you still assist the customer, or is he on his own, or he's repairing his side of the?
Yeah, well, if it's broken in the customer side, it's still coming alive. It'll have the cutoff valve. We can go there and turn that quarter turn valve without a problem. But when it breaks below the cutoff valve on the service side, there's where the problem is of plugging the line. So, yeah. So I'm trying to get a hold of Atmos to come in, give us a more detailed update on how to
train or something.
Yeah, how to deal with the situation. The way I've talked with the gentleman, he actually retired now. He lives in Lockney. He was supposed to set me up, but I guess his retirement came a little sooner. I don't blame him one bit. So I'm trying to get with them to see what we can do about getting somebody here to, you know, catch us up on the do's and don'ts of shutting off service.
How about the fire calls? Are they local or out of town?
I believe one was an assist with Abernathy, and the other was in the area.
Any other questions for Chief Marcus?
I just want to make one comment, not a question. The officers that he said they elected are not your official officers yet, and then I'll address that later. First of all, you have no adopted procedure approved by the city for election of officers, period. If you do, produce it. We've been through this before.
This is the way we've always elected.
Do you have any adopted procedure in writing?
No, we don't.
Okay. That's what I want to make sure the council understands later. So, officially, you're not. By statute, the council has to approve, not you.
So I guess officially we won't. I guess we can't do our duties as.
You are no more the chief today than you were 5 years ago. You've never had approval of the council, and I don't know if you remember this with your father, when I finally had to come back in and have the council adopt him as fire marshal because they had never taken formal action. That I'll discuss with council. This is what I told you before. It's like, let's take public works. The fire department is a department underneath my control, just like public works is. My public works guys can't decide they're going to just jump up and elect officers. And they're going to manage and control their department that way. No more than the fire department can, no more than EMS can. What we will decide down the road is the procedures for those elections and then the confirmation by council. But I've searched everything. You've not been able to produce anything. We don't have anything on record to show. And it's not following state statute by the way you're operating. And we're going to get our act cleaned up one way or the other. Okay.
So is this the first year that y'all elected?
No,
they have ever since I've been here.
16 years. So what has happened every year before this?
Okay, about 2 years ago, when I conducted all the research and discovered that they were not an independent corporation, which was represented to be when I came here, they were. They are not. They are not. They are a department of the city. Okay. They always thought they were nonprofit, standalone, on their own. I had asked at that time for records. Show me bylaws. Show me your corporate records. He never had any. So I think what happened is my conclusion, by evolution, they kind of decided what they want to do, yet in the records we have times when the fire chief was appointed by the council and resigned to the council. But they've been off on their own way, and I mentioned the council 2 years ago. When I got time, I would come back, figure out the organizational structure, and you would adopt it, and then that's how the department would operate and follow. In the meantime, we've been doing EMS, but fire's coming, and I'll discuss in a little more detail later what the concerns are.
Just to understand, though, but you've been in the works for 2 years on this?
I've looked at various departments and how to organize for 2 years, tried to get documents from them. You got a bunch of hybrids out there. Some they're underneath the city, some they're an independent organization that formed their own, and the city just gives them money and said, you're on your own, operate on your own. There's also things called emergency services districts, which this county hasn't got to, which may be the answer for a lot of the small towns, where they actually hold an election, they have their own tax base, they run their own emergency services. But that's also an issue for the county to decide whether they want to keep giving the stipends they're giving if something like that was set up. So.
I think they've discussed it at least two or three times in the last couple of years about forming an emergency district. And I think it's we still have a couple of commissioners that were maybe not quite sold on the idea.
And what you see happen when they do that, they define a geographic area they're going to serve.
Mm-hmm.
There's an election. If the election's approved, there's a mill levy. That helps them operate. Some of the other cities in that or counties still give in to them to help them get the total pool they need to run and operate. And they're underneath an elected board, normally, that then controls the emergency services district. So there's all kinds of variations out there.
And TJ, the fire department does understand that you're under the city council.
Yes. Yeah, we've always understood.
But you're just running your own. You're just running your own, holding your own elections
right.
And doing all that.
Correct.
Yeah, but you do understand that you're
right.
Under. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. See, it's Jesse Nave. That's
okay.
The way we,
well, that's what I thought.
Said.
I mean, that's what I said.
And,
so
you know,
okay.
Since I took over in late 05 until 06, this is the way we've always done.
Always
it
done
this way.
Well. Okay.
A position becomes vacant, we fill that position.
So this has never been brought up when you were in council?
It has been brought up.
It's
been brought up before when I was on council.
Okay. And two years ago, I did, and the city adopted a resolution at that time, council reaffirming they were the department of the city and instructed me to bring back forward any organizational documents we wanted to do to reaffirm that. And I've talked to multiple departments around trying to decide the best way to do this. Just haven't brought you a formal way yet.
Right.
But we'll discuss it a little more later. Okay. This is in the report section.
Will I be included in that discussion?
No, that's an executive
session.
Nice.
But you will be told.
I bet I will.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure of that. I'll let these guys know that they don't, their positions don't exist. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the EMS department.
I need to make an introduction first. Matt Carter, who was our EMS administrator, resigned. This is Trendon Carter, his brother, who is now our new EMS administrator. Okay?
So Prentice here to give a report. And off
Hello, sorry, I'm a little shaky first time. pleasure to meet everybody. I'm Trendon. Like Ron said, this month we had 14 runs and 3 no transports. We've been pretty busy the last couple months. A lot of diabetic calls, a few cardiac, of course, a couple of bad ones that everybody knows about. But we've been holding tough, doing some reorganizing. I've gotten all of our late reports sent in. We're in the process of getting a brand new AED right now for the unit, and so it hasn't quite gone through yet, but it's right at the end stages, so we're working on that. Things are turning around. We're going to get going and hopefully get in the black.
Let's back it up a little bit. We'll talk later about the AED, but we had one that went bad. It's our heart monitor, and it is now off for repair. But we don't think the repairs are extensive. We're thinking maybe $1,000, and we should have it back in about 7-8 days.
But we do have a backup.
Yes, ma'am. Right now we're running a basic unit. We've got an intermediate on staff, but she's currently not scheduled. So we've got everything for a basic unit, and we're looking at maybe 3 more days it should be back in.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any other questions or anything?
Glad to have you on board.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, thank you all so much. Pleasure to meet you all.
Any questions for Trendon? Okay, then moving on to the library, and did anybody? Okay, no calls to me either, so moving on to public works.
I will answer those during my...
Okay. And then moving on to F, city manager's report by Ron.
Okay, so first of all, on the water sales for last month, they were up again over the previous year by a little over $1,000. We're now $6,600 ahead compared to a year ago. The boys just completed reading meters today, and it looks like maybe up another 10-20% from what they were last month, which if that holds true, that would put us up $6,000 or $7,000 over a year ago month. So it's been dry, as everybody knows, and the water meters are spinning. Which actually for us is a good deal. We're selling a lot. Okay, on the sales tax, we were up again $591, bringing us $3,168 ahead of the same period a year ago. I expect to continue to see that in the next couple of months with all of the construction workers that are starting to come into town. And if Alsop's as an example, if you've been there around the lunch hour, it is hard to get in.
I haven't been in the lunch hour. Just evening sometimes. And
really crowded.
I fully expect to see it continue up. On ad valorem taxes, we're down about 1% from last year and just barely below 2 years ago, so it's falling right in line. We've collected 94.79% year to date. So, okay, park maintenance. Question was raised, I think, by Rosa last meeting before, and I contracted with a guy, Julio Hernandez, who does Doug Ellison's, does Michael Smith's, is in town. I've watched him for a couple of years do Doug's, and I know how good a job they do. So I brought him in, especially coming up to Petersburg Day. We had our two guys have plenty to do, and he charges us $125 a week, non-bagged. And we have bought a lawn sweep so we can come in behind him the next day and sweep up as we need to. And I'm going to keep him on board yet this fall. He's doing a great job, and we've had several compliments on how it's looking, so I wanted you to understand what we're doing there. He also does the post and pre-emergent treatment over the winter for the weeds that are in the yard, and he also sprays trees when we need to, so very pleased with having him. Update on our license renewal. Tonight, under the consent agenda, you have a resolution to adopt that authorizes the mayor to sign any and all documents necessary for renewal of our permit for wastewater. That's a 10-year permit. Ours runs out March 1. The deadline for filing is September 1. The man, that engineer that's prepared it, Chester Carthel, he did the St. R permit 10 years ago also. And so we'll get that back into him in the next couple of days, and he'll make the deadline. And he's saying he doesn't foresee any problems. You never know with TCQ, as Gilbert knows, but he's not anticipating any at all on the renewal. For Petersburg Day, what the guys have done primarily, we went around, we filled potholes along the parade route and to and from the community center on both D and E. We spent quite a bit of time on the entrance coming out of the gym there by Coach Robinson's house, trying to see if we can get that leveled up in there, and we've had a lot of problems. We put up barricades, people get out, take the barricades down, drive through it, put the barricade back up, which I do not understand them having to do that. But the material we put in is very soft at first, and we're trying to keep them off of it to get it hardened up a little. Now, we're going to go back in and roller it between now and Friday, and then we'll take the barricades down by Friday night. You guys start cooking when?
Friday night.
So they'll be down, so they're not interfering with them.
Yeah, we'll be out of the way anyway.
Yeah, but there'll be traffic over there.
Where's the cook-off going to be?
It's going to be across the community center on that gym lot.
On the north. Where it was last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same spot.
Yeah. But we're blocking that south entrance of the gym lot right now.
They can come around the other way if they have.
Yeah, the north end.
But we'll have those down by Friday night then. I've also tried to get them to mow all the lots. We've got a little bit more mowing to do right here in the alley and around this field. We got the top repaired. Don't know what happened. Our float was completely gone, so we got a new float, and they're going to do a little more adjustment on it tomorrow or Thursday because we're putting up the flags tomorrow. But it is back working just fine. We do need to do some other sealing on it. We can do that after the fact. So I told the boys, turn the fountain on Friday. We'll have it running all day Friday and Saturday morning for the events there. We're going to shut down the irrigation on Friday, so there's no chance the irrigation will be a problem come Saturday morning for any events. They're going to try to install, as they get a chance, towards sometime on Friday, a few of the new signs that we received from WANSEC, and get them up in a few critical areas if they can before. They'll do the rest of them afterwards, but we've just had too much to do. They also helped the fire department. The fire department cut down the limbs on the lot there on Main, and they helped haul all those out to the collection station, and then the fire department burned that little building that was on the lot down the other night, so that lot's all cleared off. And I think the fire department's going to stage some of the trucks there for the Petersburg Day. And then the flower beds, we're going to try to get back in and weed the two front flower beds before Petersburg Day.
Did you hire anybody to help?
No, sir.
After losing a man?
No, sir.
Doing that with two?
With the two guys.
Yes. Two guys. And you're overseeing all that now?
Yes.
Good. And the gentleman from Abernethy is going to help us.
Yeah, and I'll explain a little bit about that.
I had a question on the mowing. Are they going to do the community center also?
No, that was it. Well, unless we have to at the last minute.
You're not supposed to have to.
They want to know if they could water the chamber, their group, and get it looking nicer and mow it and take care of it. We said yes. But I understand one guy that was mowing, I heard late today, may or may not be back sick, that somebody else was going to do it. But if they don't, we'll jump in at the end. But they asked to be able to do that because they wanted to try and get it in better shape.
Well, I mean, I was saying that if you're going to hire that guy, I really liked him. For them to take care of that lot out there too, because a lot of weeds.
Well, I tell you what.
I don't know if it's going to cost
us more. If I'm able next year, what I want to try and do is get full irrigation in on the community center lot. If I can get that accomplished, then we can get back to really bring the yard back and justify that. So, but you're right. The minute they water, it's just weeds.
It's just all weeds. Yeah. Yeah. Needs fertilizer or something. I mean, some kind of weed killer. Okay.
Sharon Wisi asked for permission to take that over.
Oh, okay.
For sale.
Okay.
And then it's come up, child of help.
Okay, also forgot, critical intersection. We try to look at some of them where there's a lot of traffic. Well, East First and Avenue C, just one block east of Alsip's. We've got about five major potholes there. We're going to get those done yet this week, too. So for people coming to and from, we'll try and have that lined out. And we're scheduled, we're going to try and spray mosquitoes Friday night. Now, we haven't really been experiencing any complaints. I don't have any in my yard. But we got the rain, so we're going to try a one-shot spray Friday night just in case they're starting to emerge this weekend, knowing that there's outdoor parties and that. So
I have seen a few smaller ones this week.
Small.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's normally 7 days from the rain, so that would tag it about Friday. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Any questions to Ron on anything that he has brought to us?
Oh, the water source. That's what I was going to ask you.
Sure.
Windmills. I mean, the wind turbines. Anything?
Right now, they've all been buying from Kelly Smalley, has an irrigation well out west of town. And so they built a little pad there, and they've been getting all the water.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure we got undercut on price.
But you ever heard anything else?
No, concrete guys aren't here yet, but the volume of water that they said they needed, I would be surprised if he could supply out of that one well.
I came back the back way. White Stevens Road, I don't know from Market Road that is.
37.
Saw a bunch of cement trucks out there. I don't know if that's part of it or
not. There's the big cement plant is going to be right there on 37. Okay. All those lights that you see out there in the buildings, that's
the cement. And the crane out there.
Yep. Okay.
That's going to be a little big batch plant.
Right.
So that's part of it. We'll probably maybe.
I'm hoping, Gilbert.
Are you staying in touch with them? Or?
Yeah, I've tried. Everybody that I knew, I've touched base with. Tried to get them. They won't call me back. I'm sending them emails reaffirming we're here. You got our pricing, etc. And when Mario had talked to, I think, Chris, he was saying, well, right now is all he knows is they're getting from the farmers. But I just don't think he can produce the volume later when they get cranking point of pads. Because we were talking 40, 50 million gallons.
Yeah.
So
there's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's all I have.
Believe me, I have one of them. It'd
be nice.
All right. So, moving on to item four on the agenda, and that's the consent agenda. And I will let you look through it for a minute or so, and then
I'll make one comment of an item in there, just so you're aware. It's Back 40 Grill. They intend to have a booth and set up and sell mixed beverages on the community center. That's what the permit is about. You have to approve it for them to be able to do it. They've got their TAB licensing, right, Kayla?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Set up to do it. This will be the first time you've had it on there. I wished I had cameras to be able to run and see if we had a problem next year if they come back when they do.
And who's that again? I'm sorry.
Back 40 Grill. And I'm not familiar with them.
I looked up the website, and they're from Lubbock.
It's a restaurant. The guy that runs it is A-OK. He's top chef. One of the girls that works there, one of his head girls is
Sydney Gilmore.
It's a restaurant.
And a really good one.
Okay.
And my understanding they're doing some things for the school and the chamber out of the proceeds. I'm not saying all of the proceeds, but there's something going on.
They're
going
to give, they're going to raffle a Yeti cooler, and they're going to give all the proceeds to the school. And, you know, everything they're doing is, we talked to him the other day, and like I say, he's really a top chef guy as far as. If you're going to have somebody do that, he would be the way to get started doing it because they will be really, they'll be really professional in the way they do it.
Problem is we couldn't say yes till you took action tonight, so they're running right up against the wall.
That's right, they're up against the wall.
And so when did they come in? About 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. So maybe for future.
That would be a month ahead of that.
Yeah.
It would be just
fine.
The
July meeting? June or July meeting.
Yeah,
they will go ahead and, if they care, if we see that it's a good thing, you know, suggest to them that maybe a.
The permit that we give them, if they'll approve it, is good for 2 years.
Right.
It's a 2 year thing.
Okay. Now, the fee was for 2 years, but we said the permit had to be done each year. I remember right.
I think the permit's for 2 years.
I thought that's what
I
read.
I think
it says here the permit.
In the resolution 1 year in case they didn't after it. But
correct.
The permit is good for 2 years.
Okay. It says here
yeah.
for 2 years.
I thought
for 2 years.
I read that.
Council
yeah.
still has to
yeah.
have to take action again next year.
Okay.
But they wouldn't have to pay an additional fee.
Right.
Quick.
Right.
Discuss the holidays or anything like that?
They're in there. Okay, we'll put them together.
No questions. Then.
It's the same as every
same.
Year.
Okay.
Council want to make a motion on this?
I move we approve consent agenda.
That's motion it. Has been made by Councilman Porter to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. All those in favor? 4-0. Motion carries. Dated as of today.
What is that?
The
wastewater permit.
The wastewater permit?
Yes. And you had her sign the resolution, right? Okay.
Okay, so then moving on to item 5 on the agenda, and that's discussion action concerning review and setting of rental rates, deposits, and complimentary usage of the community center and grounds. Sponsored by Ron.
Okay. I don't know whether we showed on the record. Wayne is not here tonight. Dolores's son-in-law is having heart surgery. He's in Albuquerque. We had talked about maybe bringing this up to this meeting when we're at last meeting. I'm going to suggest you might put it off one more meeting. Then you can have Wayne in because I know he was a little uptight about what we were doing with seniors were thinking about. So I'm going to recommend you just put it off.
How does the council feel about tabling this?
I move with table item 5 there.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
The next regular meeting, right?
Yes.
To
the next regular meeting.
Yes. Yes.
Which would be September 11th.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Okay. So, motion has been made by Councilman Porter and seconded by Councilman Horn to table item 5. Discussion regarding the community center and grounds rental fees, deposits, and complimentary usage. Okay, then moving on to 6, it's our budget workshop. We don't take any action. We look over what is in the budget, what the proposed budget is, and then we will, and Ron will bring that to us.
And I'll give the mayor a chance at the end if she would like to add to it.
what I'm going to do is take you down through the highlights of the budget and then answer any questions that you might have. One of the goals of this year's budget was to keep the tax rate where it was at. And by doing that, because we had some increase in valuation, both from new property added plus some homes remodeled, whatever, in town, it produces a little bit more money, but the tax rate stays the same. Now, under Texas law, when that happens, because it's above the effective rate, it's still technically considered a tax increase, even though you leave the rate the same. It's just what the school did last year when the windmill valuation came in. All right, so, and that being said, it's always the goal is to have a balanced budget proposed. Health insurance rates, we've used a 13% increase. Last year's increase was 12.7. All of our property, auto, liability, insurance, other than EMS, professional liability, has been budgeted for a 5% increase. Last year we were around 4. And the problem is we don't get these notices normally till later. Sometimes we'll get them right before September 12th or 11th when you adopt, but right now that's how it's based. EMS professional liability, we have not increased. We didn't have an increase last year. I'm not anticipating one this year. The police department, line item 4510, has been increased by $850. That was for renewal of CopSync, has an annual licensing fee. When we got CopSync in the cars, it was under a grant. And now we have to start paying, so we've got the...
What line item?
4510, telephone, and the police department's been increased by 850.
Gotcha.
Okay, and that's to accommodate the CopSync license renewal. Ad valorem taxes, as I've indicated previously, is at our current tax rate times our certified assessed valuation, which we have received. Our certified assessed valuation increased by $796,000. Now, we are still not back up to where we were before Wiley started moving some things out of here, but we're starting a slow climb back, which is very positive. Our total to be raised will be $266,246 for an increase of $7,506 over last year. All of the merit increases that you previously approved for the employees have been included in the respective line items. Other than, we had, at the very end, after I'd already come to you on the merits, Wren Phillips came to me and says, well, don't I get one this year? Well, the deal I had with Wren was, when he was limited by Social Security, he wasn't taking any raise, so he's gone 3 years, and I said, well, what were you looking for? He said 1,000, and I said, we'll get it in there. And since we're saving on Randy, which I'll go over more later, I've got the room to put Wren in there for 1,000. Plus, he's going to go back and apply for his licenses that he let lapse before. He held both critical licenses at one time for the town that let him lapse. But Wren's a good test taker, so he may be able to get relicensed back up. We'll have other options.
And you can use him. I mean, you can use him if he just gets that done.
Oh, yeah. He could have been my bailout answer.
That's right.
Had he had those.
Well, had he had those. Yeah.
The approved last year retention and recruitment package for EMS has been decreased this year from last because we're not planning on putting on a full school this year. So that's been reflected downward. Sales tax revenues are increased by 3.2%, reflecting our year-to-date increase in the sales tax. I think that's still going to be underneath what we'll actually see, but we just budgeted matching what we're seeing this year. The water and sewer income that you see reflects the $2 that we get for the capital account each month. There are no large capital improvement or capital items in this particular budget. There just wasn't room to do anything that way.
line item 4901, which is the municipal judge's salary, has been increased by $500. We're currently paying $4,000 a year. He's been doing a good job for us, and if you look at the revenues that he brings in, it justifies it. So, and we're very pleased with Judge Bush. Line item 4301 was increased by $2,200. This was in anticipation of purchasing darts and the guns for the animal control, which we have not done yet in this budget cycle. So, year over year, one way to look at this is total revenues and expenses go down by $1,179.
So total revenue
and expenses.
And expenses
go down by $1,179 year over year.
By how much again?
$1,179. So there's nothing wrong with looking at the public saying we're going to spend a little bit less next year. Unless we find grants and free money. By departments, there's anywhere from 2 to 5% differentials running year over year. But I think this is a real conservative budget. We don't have room for a lot, but thank goodness, for example, this year, we may not have another major well crater on us, and so we'll be able to build some capital reserve with the money we're bringing in, $2 and $2 each month.
So is that, and I know I think we've asked this before, that money that is collected from the water and sewer, does it get deposited into the capital fund each month or
no,
year?
No, we track it monthly, and at the end of the year, our anticipation was we would then show the accountants where we're at and decide how he wanted to list it. Because we've got to be able to spend it. It's in the budget if it's being collected and all spent out in the same year, because you can't spend what you don't have budget. This year, we're going to be short. In other words, we didn't collect enough for what we spent capital, so there is going to be no carryover. And I can give you those figures. We spent $26,230 on the water wells. We were anticipating collecting $21,000 by the end of the year in our capital account fund. So we blew through it when we had to redo well number 7. So as we go into the next budget cycle, since we don't have any carryover, again, we show income of $21,000, we show it being expense. But if we get to the end of next year and it hasn't been spent, then we'll ask the accountants, how do we do that to where each year, like if we're going to collect another 21, do I budget 21 in income but 42 in expense, we'd look like we're upside down. So I want to see how he wants to handle that once we come through a year here where we actually have some positive funds. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's kind of a good overview for you. Obviously, with expenses going down by $1,179, we're not getting anything special this year. We will accomplish another year of payment on the skid steer and only have one more year to go. So that would be good.
Anything else we will accomplish that you can see?
I'll talk to you a little bit later about a number of grants and things we're working on that I think we could see some real positive things occur, but not coming out of taxpayer money, being able to get grants and other donations for various things.
Are we looking at matching grants, or is it just outright?
Just outright.
I got a question on the line item number 4229, economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the total that we have? I thought it was more than that.
No.
Oh, is that just okay. For that you're budgeting?
Yeah. What happens each year in a budget is we anticipate what's coming in that year,
And again, we expense it out. So we show 16 coming in, 16 being expensed. As you know, we gave you the figure, you probably know better than I, as treasurer of PDC. We told you what we've collected to date, and none of that had been spent. So that was your total. As you come into a new year, we're anticipating to add 16,000 more to that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This next year, based on this, we'll be one of the few cities around us that spent less. And I didn't put anything in for buying a lot of cookies. Kind of in conjunction as blend a little bit this and the tax rate, which is the next discussion. When you adopt the tax rate, proposed tax rate, that's the max. Once you adopt it tonight, that's the highest you can go. So because the budget's projected on no change, we're using current. That's your max. You can always go down, but you can't go up.
Right. Does anyone have any questions or anything that...
Line 4606, the laundry, what do we...
That is,
out?
I think, 4406, that's uniforms.
The guy's uniforms.
And the mats here in other communities.
Those entryway mats as you go in, those are done by the same company.
Yeah. How many uniforms do we have here?
These are for Public Works. We had three people wearing them at the time, the two boys and Randy. And so they get laundered once a week and brought back.
Do we take their uniforms,
too?
Yes, sir.
We
have it laundered this
one.
But a lot of wives don't like the sewer water pans coming back.
I don't
imagine.
No.
All right. Since this was a presentation, if everybody is satisfied with what y'all have seen, of course, the budget's been presented as is, and then if y'all have any questions, if y'all have any concerns regarding that, this is the time to do it, because right now is the time to be able to change that before we...
You'll go into September 11th, the night of adoption. You could make a change at the end as long as it did not impact you having to change your tax rate. Because you're going to hold two public hearings on your tax rate between now and then. And by the time you hit the 11th, you're pretty well set. And I will remind council, we haven't had to do it a lot. You may adjust your budget through a year if we ran into some issue. And let's say we got a $20,000 windfall come in, and we can do a budget amendment, acknowledging that and saying, okay, and here's how we're going to budget to spend it. So you can vary through the year.
On line item 4203, the community center. It's just going up the 500, right? That's basically from 17 to this year.
Well, from the projected order we're going to end up this year, yes.
This is what was budgeted.
Okay.
This is how much we will have spent.
So, yes, going up 500 for more, I think we're going to end up at the end of this year. Now, if you make any adjustment on rates, that's one thing that we could make a last minute change on.
Right. And that's including maintenance of it. And
maintenance, utilities, cleaning.
Like on this budget, are you using for the winter? I mean, the chemicals that are used? Let me think. The stuff we use for cleaning or the snow and all that.
We don't
do anything like that. Okay, just that's the state, right? Okay, I didn't know if we did that or not.
No,
I know what it was. I'm talking about the asphalt.
Within here we would. We always wait till after October 1. If we can with weather, we get one more load to hit potholes, and then we wait till spring to get the next loads because they're shutting down over the winter.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. I meant asphalt.
Yeah. I'll probably order another full belly load October 1, the 2nd, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And see if we can
still do it. Okay. No, that's what I meant.
No problem.
With that being said, if there are no other concerns or questions regarding what was presented, we can move on. If you don't feel comfortable with what was presented, then we can move on to item 7 on the agenda. And that is concerning discussion action concerning adoption of resolution 08142018C setting the proposed tax rate for the 18-19 fiscal year.
Okay, and the resolution is, I'll read it, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Petersburg, Texas, that the maximum proposed ad valorem tax rate that the City Council of Petersburg, Texas will consider for the 2018-2019 fiscal year is 94.29 cents per $100 of taxable value, and the City Council will adopt the 2018-19 fiscal year ad valorem tax rate at its regularly scheduled meeting to be held at 6:30 p.m. on September 11, 2018 at City Hall, 1524 Main Street, Petersburg, Texas. So the recommended form of the motion is there for you on the agenda.
I so move. I move it to approve the resolution 08142018C setting the maximum proposed ad valorem tax rate. The City Council will consider for the 2018-2019 fiscal year, which is 0.9429 cents per $100 of taxable value.
Okay, motion has been made by Councilman Porter to adopt. To approve the resolution set forth with setting the maximum proposed ad valorem tax rate at 0.9429 cents per 100 taxable valuation.
When I change it, I have decimal point for our spot.
I second that.
Motion has been seconded by Councilwoman Marroquin. Those in favor? 4-0, motion carries.
She's attesting the resolution. We're fine, so now we go on to the next item, number 8.
Number 8 is discussion action concerning setting 2 dates for public hearings on the proposed tax rate.
All right, so because it's technically an increase, we have to have 2 hearings. They have to be set at these times to comply with the statute, and then we have to post starting tomorrow these 2 dates. So there is the recommended form of your motion for setting the 2 dates needed.
I move to set the public hearing dates for the proposed tax rate at special meetings to be held on August 28, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. and on September the 11th, 2018.
September
4th. I got 11 in my head. 6:30 p.m. Both public hearings will be conducted at City Hall, 1524 Main Street, Petersburg, Texas.
Okay. Motion has been made by Councilman Horn to set the two public hearing dates for the proposed tax rate at special meetings to be held August the 28th, 2018, and September 4th, 2018, at both at 6:30 p.m., and both hearings will be conducted at City Hall, 1524 Main Street, Petersburg, Texas. Motion has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. Those in favor? 4-0. Motion carries. Moving on to item 9 on the agenda, discussion action, setting the public hearing date for adoption of the 2018-2019 fiscal year budget. And this is for the September 11th. A regular meeting.
So it's September 11th, what you do is you have a public hearing on the budget, you adopt the budget, and then afterwards you adopt the tax rate, and then you have to take a third vote, which is ratification of the budget with the tax rate included that you just adopted. So all we're doing here is saying to the public, we're going to be adopting the budget on September 11th. And you have the recommended form of the motion.
I move to set the public hearing date for the 2018-19 fiscal year budget to be held 6:30 p.m. at the regular scheduled meeting on September 11, 2018, and to set the adoption date for the budget to be on September 11, 2018, immediately following the closing of the public hearing on the budget. The public hearing on the budget and adoption will be conducted at 1524 Main Street, Petersburg, Texas.
Motion has been made by Councilwoman Marroquin stating the setting of the public hearing date for the adoption of the 2018-2019 fiscal year budget.
A second.
It has been seconded by Councilwoman Horn. Those in favor? 4-0. Motion carries. All right, moving on to item 10.
No, right before recess to exec session.
We are going to recess into executive session. It is 7:37.
Can we have a 10-minute break before
sure.
we go?
Sure. 10-minute break.
Let the record reflect we're going into executive session under Section 551.074, Personnel Matters of the Texas Government Code. And under 551.073, deliberations about gifts and donations to the Texas Government Code.
Is it
running?
Going back to item 10 on the agenda, and this is
Kayla, can you handle it?
Concerning acceptance of donations of certain real property. And motion has...
I'm going to state the motion because I had some blanks. So.
Yeah, what's the address?
I move to accept the donation of that certain real property located at... 2202 Main Street. And is further... which is legally described as the north 125 feet of Block 15... Black PE, addition to the city of Petersburg, Texas, with a geo number of S1016-015-000, with parcel number of 17930, and authorize the city manager to take all steps necessary to record the deed and secure the premises, and for the mayor to execute the deed concerning the property and any and all other documents required to record the deed.
I so move.
Motion has been made by Councilman Porter.
And I second.
And motion has been seconded by Councilwoman Marroquin to accept the donation of that real property located at 2202 Main Street, Petersburg, Texas. All those in favor? 4-0, motion carries.
Don't ask me to repeat it.
Don't ask me to
repeat it. I want you to repeat that. Number.
Can you repeat that?
No.
Number.
Okay.
That's it.
It is 9:37, and I call this meeting adjourned.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So did you get out?
Ribbon cutting?
Yep.